This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yomi Kalim Hey Yud Aleph. Today we'll be doing Hey Yud Aleph and Vav Aleph. We'll be finishing a Perek in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, let's go back to yesterday. Hey Tess and Yud. Hey Tess. Okay. An oven came cut up from the shop in planks. I'm gonna read this Mishnah the way they bring it at the end, because I think it reads a lot better that way. So you just follow along with me, because I found it much more easy to read the way the Rav is reading. So I mean, I'm just gonna go with it. So this is the way they read it. Okay, Tana that comes cut up from the basement one with planks, and he goes and makes rings around it, and tightens it up. Okay. Tar. Why is it tar? Because you didn't put on the tit, and it's not going to stick real well together. Once you put on the tit and you put in the oven, then it's mekabel tumah. Good. Then continues the Mishnah. If it became tame, obviously, then after you put on the tit and you fired it up, okay. And then you said, well, I'll be matir it by taking off the rings. Yes, says the Mishnah, tar, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's considered a shvira. Fine. Because you're in light, and then you put the rings back on. So the tumah should come back, right? No, tahar. Why? See over here. Not so clear the reason. Maybe the reason is, because once you took off the rings, the tit, like, came off a little bit. Makes sense. And you got gaps. Therefore, you'd have to re-tit it. As Mishnah says, if you put the tit back on, then it is mekabel tumah. But you don't have to fire it back up again, because it's already fired once. So you have to do, originally you had three things. You had the rings, the tit, and fire it up. The second time around, I took off the rings, tar, to put it back on, you don't need to fire it up again. Why? It's already done once. I guess you already have tit there. You already did fire it once. We're just adding a little bit more. It's 100% clear, but I think that's a much better read than maybe we read it yesterday. So I'm going to go with that. The other yesterday, it just don't read well. I don't know what to say. I'm not the only one who feels this way. This is the pshat from the Rush and the Rash. So Yud. Oh, the famous Mishnah Yud. Kalim Hey Yud. A person cut up his oven into rings, and they're less than four tefachim high, and he put sand between the rings. So when he cut it up, they're tar, because each one's less than four tefachim. Good. Now, he didn't really stick them back together again. He had gaps in between them where he filled it with sand. So what's the halacha? So Rav Elazar says tar. Why? Listen. There's gaps between the rings. They're not considered attached. It's still considered broken. It's not mekabel tumah.
With tit?
Okay, that could be. Chomsei tameh. If you put tit on the outside, yes, correct. The fact that there's sand in between is not a problem. The tit stuck to the rings. It's sort of attached. This is not similar to the case where there was distance between the coating and the actual kli. We spoke about a few mishnayos where you filled it with, like, rocks. Fine. But avad, you have to heat it up kedei lefo suf ganin. You can bake the battery dough, bread. Good? This is the Tanur Shal Chanai, the famous Machlekes. Fine. Chanai Hikfu Halacha is like a snake. The Arabian pots.
Cauldron?
Ooh, fancy word. Cauldron. Wow. Shoo. Art school. Okay. That you dig in the ground and you smear the walls with tit. And you do this because some say, face you're poor or you don't want to be seen. If the tit stands by itself, you remove the walls, so then it's tameh. Is tit the same thing as cheres? I don't think so. Acheres is Adama. Tit is something else. Acheres is what? Clay? And what's tit? It's also clay. What's the difference? I'm a little confused about these things. When they make pottery, well, what's pottery? They take a powder, right? It starts with a powder, right? They mix it with water. And they shape it and they put it in the oven. I don't know something like that. I once made pottery as a kid. They call it ceramics. It was like a Play-Doh type of thing.
I've never done that.
No?
I've never made it. So I'm not sure.
I don't know. I did as a kid. I once went to... That's pottery. I don't know. Okay. Fine. And what's tit? Tit is clay. Tit is mud. What's tit?
They just use the word clay.
Clay. And what's cheres? Adama. What's that? Dirt? Not, okay, I'm confused. I would love somebody to show this to me. All right. If not, Tar, this is the tenor of Ben Dinai. Some say this is the Ben Dinai from Saita Tess, the infamous murderer. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Mishnah Aleph. All right, let's go. Tanur shel Evan, a tanur of stone, the shel mateches, of metal. Oh, okay. So we've been so used to talking about cheres. Now we got to talk about metal or stone. Tahar. It's tahar. Now, of Evan is tahar legamri. And mateches, is tar mishum kli cheres, v'tameh mishum kli matochas. So it's like a little bit hard to read again. Tamar v'evin matochas tahar. Well, not really. It means the evin is tahar. And tameh if you're a kli matochas. Like, okay, it's a little bit of a backwards way of saying it. Now, that's how they read it? Tahar. Tar, each one's tar. The Evan's tar entirely. Mateches is tar, meaning it doesn't have din kli cheres. Well, obviously, it doesn't have din kli cheres. It's made out of metal. But it is tamei shom kli mateches. Okay, let's understand a couple things for a moment. All right. Stone kalim do not have tumah. Know that. Learn that paragyud mishnah aleph. Next thing you need to know. That kli cheres and kli mateches have many differences. Let's go through them again very quickly. Kli cheres mekabel tumah with avir, without touching. It's not mekabel tumah from its backside, even with touching. Kli mateches only mekabel tumah with maga, been the inside or the outside. Kli cheres, you cannot tevel the mikvah, you have to break it. Kli mateches, you can tevel the mikvah. Kli cheres, if it touches a mace, becomes a rishon. Kli mateches becomes an avatum or aviyavaisatum, but depending on the situation, from the halach of chalal cherev, cherev rei kui chalal. Now, okay, this is important. A taner of cheres mekabel tumah, even though it's attached to the ground. A tanner of mateches, or anything else for that matter, some say has to be detached from the ground. The special din that can be attached to the ground is said only on cheres. That's the one taina, only by cheres. The metal, etc., they have to be detached. All right. That's a machlokes. Seems to be not so pashut. Nikav, it got a hole. So we talked a lot about holes in kli cheres. This is our first time talking about a hole in a non-kli cheres. Nifgam, it got a nick on its rim. Nizrak, it got a fracture. The whole length of it. Okay. The question is, when you fix it with tit, does that now make it into a tanush al cheres? Also loy tveila. You made a patch. Close up your hole. So it'll continue having proper heat. Or you added a ring of tit on the rim. This is going in the case of the nifgam. Okay. So now that you added cheres, what's the halacha? Tameh. has din of tanur of cheres. This cheres is functioning to keep your tanur intact, and therefore it's performing a necessary vital function. It's considered part of the tanur, and not only that, it makes it have a din of tanur of cheres. So I mean, until now, I guess it was tahar. Once it got this hole, this crack, etc. I presume so. Didn't say that mefurish, but that seems to be pretty poshut. That's your thing. It's like the cheres is now playing a vital role. It's necessary. Okay? This would also assume that after you put in your patch of cheres, you heat it up. Kedei lefais sufganim. All right. Now, on a side note, we talked about this once before. We'll mention it again. There's a whole machlokes in the Gemara Shabbos. If you go by the Maimid, is the thing that one little piece that's holding, keeping your kli intact, that now define the species of the kli. A discussion about that. So this mission would seem to say yes. That however, some say no. It's going according to everybody, and they have ways of understanding that. Okay. Yeah. Why? Because now it's a bar netitza. All right. As din of a chilik cheres now? Also cheres or just cheres?
Are you using them into cheres and tits? You keep going back.
I know.
Are they both?
For our purposes, for this purpose, the same thing. Yeah. I'm sorry for confusing you. I apologize. Because they keep using both.
In my book, they don't.
No?
I haven't seen the word. The other.
Cheres and tit. Tit and cheres. It's all the earthenware stuff.
I don't see it. I just see tits.
Yeah? All right. Kamiye benekev. How big would the hole have to be that the tit, you like that word, that you're adding is now playing a vital role and it gets a din of a kli cheres? Says the Mishnah, Kedei sheyetze boyar, that fire would be able to come out from it. Flames come out from it? Flames, you see them come out. It sounds like they're saying, right? That's too big of a hole already. You would have to seal it up. That becomes now a taner of cheres. This is only by metal. This is different than Tanur Shel Cheres, where we said it has to be split into three parts. How big, how wide does the whole crack have to be? Doesn't say. That's the size of the nekev. It also doesn't say the size of the nifkam. So maybe it's less than 4 tefachim. And the nizdak, the crack, I guess the crack is a hairline fracture that goes down the whole way.
What's interesting to me is it says when you use the tzitz to fill the crack, it becomes treated like an earthen
right.
Ball altogether. But the whole thing is still metal.
Correct. So this is a concept. This concept, that's what's keeping it vital. So that's playing a vital role, so that becomes now the ikar.
Yeah.
Okay. The chiddush. All right. Chein b'kira. Some rules apply to a kira, which would be something you cooked on top instead of cooking on the walls. If you have a kira of metal or stone that begets a hole and you put in cheres, that's din of cheres. Okay. Fine. But there's some differences. Let's see. A kira shel evan shel matechos is tahar. It doesn't have a din of kli cheres. Evan is tahar legamri. Matechos is tahar from din kli cheres. Tamei b'shem kli matechos, but tamei el kli matechos. Nidkva gets a hole. Nivgema gets a crack on the lip, a nick in the lip. Nizdika, fracture. Okay. Osala pit putin. What? What did you do? They say, but this is very hard to understand. Okay, this is what they say. You made the hole that it got was in the bottom. The crack was on the bottom. The nick was on the bottom. And that's preventing it from standing properly. In this situation, they take by the nekev, they put pitputim, feet made out of cheres, making some sort of like tripod that the oven will sit on it, and that's how you fix it. What in the world? If I have a crack in the bottom, a hairline fracture, why would I go make feet? This is very hard to understand. Very hard to understand. I'm really lost. Tamea. It's playing a vital role in Ezdin Klicheres. They say it's only talking about where it got a hole or nicker set around the bottom. But if it was on the lip or the sides, then it would be different. Why? Because this is different than a tanner. A tanner needs to hold the heat a lot better because you're cooking inside the tanner. Mashiki and the Kiri are cooking on top of it. They have other gersayas in the Mishnah. I don't know. The other ones seem even more interesting. Hey. I don't know. What's the point of this pit? Okay. I don't know what to say. Let's put it in. Mercha batit. Next case. You smeared it with tit. You took an kira of Evan or Mateches that was intact. You smeared it with tit. Bain befnim, inside. Bain bachutz, the outside. Tahira. Still, has, it doesn't do anything. Why? It's not playing a vital role? It's a guess. So this is only by a kira, by a tanur. It's mekabel tum lecheres. Why? Because tanur needs a lot of heat on the walls to cook the bread. So this coating helps to preserve the heat. But by kira, you're cooking on top of it. It doesn't really help. Okay, fine. So the Tanakhama says it's Tahira. It doesn't do anything. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mibafnim Tameya, Mibachutz Tahira. Yehuda says, from the outside, it's Tahira. It doesn't do anything. But if you do it from the inside, it does something. It's Din of Kli Cheres. Why? Interesting. Inside and outside?
He doesn't explain.
We'll explain. Say the septa says Rehud is only saying it where it's very thin. It cannot stand on its own without the metal or matechas. Therefore, it's considered subservient to it. If it's thick, then it's considered separately. Okay, that's all shmuz. I'm not going to go into that. It's only by. Yeah, tanur would be different. Yeah. Everybody, that was a long one. Oh, we still have to do another one. Oh boy. Oh boy. All right. Hoise Vavalf. Hoise Shloisha bit putin baretz. He makes 3 feet from cheres in the ground. Puts them in a triangle formation. Techibrin betit. He attaches them one to the next with tit. Leo is safe. He's on the secondary. He can put a pot on top. This is a very makeshift oven. Not very efficient, because a lot of heat is going to escape, obviously, but the Och is Tamea. It's going to be 3 tvachim high. Fine. Then have Kirov Cheres, if there's no Tefanais. Now, the Chiddush is, you don't need a Toich, you don't need to be able to hold anything. That's it only done by Kli Cheres. This is by a Tanur, or a Kira.
The wind is going to blow that flame out right away.
All right. It wasn't a windy day. There is a teich, yeah, this is a teich, fine. It's Tumas Avir. Kava Shloisha Masmarin Ba'aretz, 3 nails of metal in the ground for a triangle formation. You always have to listen to Sikadero to put the pot on top. Yeah. Haval pay that you smooth the nails. Also, B'roishoi Mokoyim Shtikadero Shesheves, a place for the pot to sit. It's a high run. Why? Why? Because it's attached to the ground. And a metal kli is attached to the ground is not mekabel tumah. Interesting. This is very important for us to know this. A metal tanner attached to the ground is tar. Not everybody agrees with that, though. That's not so pashut. Some say the issue is that the metal nails are not attached to each other. He made two stones in an oven, for an oven. The chidrum said attach them with tit. I thought stones are not makabel tuma. What did they say? Even though it's made of stone, in a kira of evan is tahira, this one is tameh. Why? Because the tit gives it a din of kli cheres. The tit that's attaching it gives it a din of kli cheres. Yudimitayer, achi, asashlishes, you make a third stone. Two is not enough. You could fall very easily in the pot. You need a third stone. Oh, achi, smuch, lukaisal, you put it adjacent to the wall. Gets a little support from the wall. Fine. Achas betit, vachashle betit. If one was attached with tit to the other, but the third one is a standalone guy, then it's tahira. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai. Not Rabbi Yehuda Shitasai. Rabbi Yehuda is going and saying, I need three. And they all have to be attached to each other. But if one is attached to the other with tit, and the third one is a lone guy, then there's no tomba. There's a whole different shot of understanding that means attached to the ground. But we will leave that for now. I think we've just did enough today.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.